Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells
Welcome
ring.
Back to Before After the Hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and we're live and in person on Christmas Day. And I'm very excited about having our good friend Barbara Weltman back on the show. Barbara, as you know, is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We couldn't do without her. We have not been required to do without her. She's been steadfast and abiding resource, abiding supporter of all the things that we do here, and she's joined me now for several Christmases in a row. She's one of my Jewish friends who joined me on Christmas Day. Barbara Weltman, welcome back to the show, and happy Hanukkah.
Well, thanks so much. And a Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you. Hanukkah's just over now, right? Just now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, Barbara, we're going to talk about some other things, folks, in a minute. But Barbara's such a great resource. She's such a great reporter on things. I do want you to give us a quick report on things that really just happened about a week ago. The Congress finally got around to doing their job that they should have done literally fully a year ago on the tax extenders. Give us a quick report on what that's all about.
Well, finally, Congress passed the extender bill, which has been lingering since the provisions expired at the end of 2013.
Yep.
All this made a one-year retroactive extension for nearly all of the 55 provisions that had expired. What this means is that at least we know what the rules are for 2014. We don't know what the rules are for 2015,
right?
But now all of these provisions have expired.
And you got a week to do something with it.
and you have a week to do something with it. Basically, I guess the last-minute things that you could take advantage of would be to buy and place in service some capital equipment, some things that you may need, whether it's machinery or
tablets. But you had to have already had that in process lined up, because who's going to be able to put something in service between now and the end of the year?
Well, there are some things that are
sure you can do some things, but not a $200,000 piece of equipment.
No, but. I do think that many, I know I've heard from some farmers and been following.
Farmers can go, they can get a cotton picker or a combine.
Monitoring this and looking, because let's face it, their equipment is expensive.
Yeah.
And
they could drive off, they could go drive it off the lot. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. But you're absolutely right. It really messed up the ability of other businesses that need to customize their equipment to take advantage of this tax break.
This is the only snarky thing I'm going to say today on Christmas Day, but I have to say it. I've decided, Barbara, that every time a member of Congress tweets anything, at the end, they should be required to put hashtag without any sense of shame.
I remember your hashtag there.
Don't you think they should have to say that? Every time, they should be required to say that. Without any sense of shame.
Well, let's see what happens with the new Congress and if they get their act together.
They might
have some good people heading up the tax committees now. So Paul Ryan is heading up Ways and Means, and he's already come forward with his plans. And Orrin Hatch is heading up in the Senate. So it could be a very interesting year.
Right. So all right, that's a good report. Thank you for that. So, Barbara, the Hanukkah is a holiday that many people that typically aligns very closely, either adjacent to or overlapping the Christmas season, doesn't it?
But
it's a minor holiday
because of the
Jews.
Calendar. That's all.
Yeah, but it's a minor holiday for Jews.
It's a minor holiday,
typically.
Exactly.
But we Christians like to think we think it's the equivalent of Christmas for us when really for you it's the New Year's, it's Rosh Hashanah, right?
And that's right, earlier
Yom Kippur and
months ago, right?
All of those,
those are the biggies.
But still, it makes us feel good to say happy Hanukkah, because because that's your life. And you know the Judeo-Christian ethic, the Judeo-Christian values. We go back the Jews and the Christians, and those values founded this country.
Absolutely, and a belief in God.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And we're going to talk some more about all of that and some other issues as we continue to celebrate this Christmas Day. And we're doing it now with our good friend Barbara Weltman. Barbara, as you know, is an original founding member of our website, of our Brain Trust. And she's been with me, I don't know, a couple thousand times in the last 17 years. And her website is barbaraweltman.com. I promise you, you'll get smarter when you go there. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Merry Christmas.
All is cold, all is bright, round
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.